I don't know if you've ever been audited, but I have. And frankly, I would rather have a root canal. I would rather run away to a third world nation. I don't know what I would rather do than have an audit, but it is sheer misery. Here's the good news. The chances of actually being audited this year are down because of budget cuts and the added tax implications of the Affordable Care Act. The IRS is devoting less and less time to audits, and even taxpayers with higher incomes, who usually get audited more frequently, are getting more breaks. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is a tax lawyer based in San Francisco at Wood LLP. He's a contributor for Forbes.com, Robert Wood. Good morning, Mr. Wood.
Good morning.
I know that I shouldn't be rooting as vocally as I am for less audits, but I hate audits, and I can't put it any other way. And the good news is that they're going to be happening less frequently.
Yeah, and I think your reaction is understandable. I think it's something that everybody feels. Nobody wants to be audited. I guess the statistics, though, I would just point out are. There's a significant drop, and obviously the IRS isn't happy about this. They have budget cuts and various other problems, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I think everyone needs to know that they didn't drop that significantly. I mean, they were already low, and now they're a little bit lower. You know, it's for everyone virtually under 1% chance that you'll be audited. But if you are audited, it's not much comfort that your chance of audit was small.
So you're saying that 99% of the people in the United States of America are never going to be, or this year, are not going to be audited?
Yeah, and I think people forget, I mean, nobody likes, pardon me, tax compliance. I mean, it's sort of an annual drudgery that we all go through, whether you do it yourself or ship the material off to your accountant. But our tax system is mostly about self-assessment. We have withholding on wages, we get 1099s in the mail, and we're supposed to report things, but really we have to sign the tax return under penalties of perjury, we send it in, and we should feel comfortable before we do that.
What sends up a red flag to the IRS? What's going to make them focus in on you and pick you for an audit?
There are a lot of old wives' tales about that, and I think there are some things that are obvious that we all know will trigger an audit, and that's things like not reporting a 1099. You get a 1099 that says somebody paid you a consulting fee of $20,000, and you simply don't put it on your return. So, I mean, we know that that's going to trigger something, but I think it's also important to say that what constitutes an audit sort of varies in people's minds. An audit may not mean, as it did in the old days, sitting down in an IRS examiner's office and poring through your receipts. Oftentimes, in fact, most of the time, an audit these days is done by correspondence only.
What is the worst case of an audit scenario have you ever seen in your long career?
I'm feeling old. It is a long career, 35 years. I guess the worst case, which everyone dreads, and I would just stress that this is highly unusual, but the worst case would be that the IRS, either by correspondence or in person, is looking at your books and records or your receipts, your tax returns. Sometimes they're looking only for certain things. They may be asking you about your real estate investments or your passive losses or your sort of ostensible hobby activity of breeding dogs or racing cars that you've been writing off expenses. And they may be looking only at one thing. Charitable contributions is another one. And if they see something that totally doesn't make sense, if they sort of go away and say, well, okay, thank you very much, and you think there are some things hanging, I'd say that is a worry, because that can mean, if you've done something that looks really bad, they can refer it to the Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS. Mm. The vast majority of criminal tax cases, which is still very few cases, the vast majority come from civil audits. They come from referrals from regular old IRS agents that see something and pass it along to the criminal people.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning with a frightening thought, but also the comforting idea that 99% of Americans are not going to face an audit, and the chances are down this tax season. Robert Wood, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Robert Wood, he is a contributor to Forbes.com and has his own law practice at Wood LLP.